lizards, figs and lizards, twigs and figs, lions and tigers, jackasses, cheetahs and bears. Oh my! From what's left of downtown in Los Angeles. Yes! In the heart of Los Angeles, next to your liver. Say, kids, what time is it?
Yeah, I don't know, mister. I can't afford to buy a fucking watch.
It's 11 a.m. Yes, welcome to Walmart. Seriously, fucks. Folks. Welcome. Yowza. All walks of life. Jogheads, deadheads, and all menstrual cycle runners. Welcome, everybody, to Chickster's Nest, episode number 19. And you know, folks, I'm your host. I'm the Chickster who loves you the most. More than shingles or throw up or bar feta on toast. Now, don't be scared of my face, folks. Only the Chickster can cure everything. You know, I look into the mirror and my penis falls off, and I get 17 years of bad luck. Now, I know I'm insane in the membrane, but you know, ladies and gentlemen, everybody that's listening to me, it takes balls to get up here. That's why I go to Walmart. But anyway, folks, I want to say welcome to all my constituents who listen to this show, all the clubs out there, like the Fucked Up Sewing Club of America. Yes, it was history when Betsy Ross, who knit a red, white, and blue jock strap for me, and eventually she now settled, if she was alive, on knitting a bulletproof vest. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, I'm very happy to be here. I'm happy to be anywhere. I'm happy to be your host. Hello to the good, the bad, and the plain fucking ugly. Hello to the Hawaiian Hilo Flower Lay Club and blooming idiots of mankind. Hello to the Waco, Texas Scrotum Hold'em Club, the Reseda Hairline Club. Hello to the Palm Springs Shaveless Pussy Club, the Tijuana Backass Jackass Club, and Eat Gina 2 Club, the Ensenada Free Holy Club, the Bite the Weenie Club. So help me if I'm wrong, but if I get kicked in the nutsack, I'm in trouble. Believe me, folks, you ain't heard nothing yet. Yes, it's time to choke the chicken and unwind the cow. Yes, put your ear to the speaker and give me some wax, people. Come on, folks, time to flong the dong and sing a song and get the meat thermometer out. Chickster's ass. It's on fire! I'm insane in the membrane! Hello to the Cardiac Arrest Club in Death Valley, the Strays, the Lays, the Fort Worth Frito Lip Chip Snatch and Dip Club. Hello to the Hairy Sandal Merkenstock Club, the West Virginia Waldo Dildo Club, the Sarasota Florida Twatty Waddy Twitty Twat Club. Yes, folks, I'm very happy to be here. Skid Row Studios, as you know, is built with integrity. Spit and gum, cum and rum bottles. All you really need is a rusty old shopping cart, $2 chug, a Bible, a Playboy centerfold, Vaseline, a pillow, and plenty of corrugated cardboard. Hello, my honey. Hello, my baby. Hello, my summertime. I am so lonely. You are my lonely. I need you all the time. Yes, I am the Chickster. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, happy to be here. And guess what? Our special guest today is Charlie Chaplin. Do you remember Charlie Chaplin? Charlie Chaplin, an actor of fame from the silent film era. He came to do talkies much later, but as a mime, he was greater. He puts modern acting to shame. Sir Charles Spencer Chaplin, Jr., 1889 to 1977, was an English comedy actor and also a notable director and musician. He is considered to be one of the finest mimes and clowns caught on film and has greatly influenced performers in the field. His principal character was the tramp, a vagrant with the refined manners and dignity of a gentleman who wears a tight coat, oversized trousers and shoes, and a bowler hat, and he carries a bamboo cane and has a signature toothbrush mustache. Charlie Chaplin, a more humorous man you won't find. You'll respond with your heart and that of your mind. With a hand that was sure, he made films that endure. Charlie Chaplin, ladies and gentlemen, was one of a kind. Little Tramp, a most marvelous clown. Charlie Chaplin was toast of the town. All over the world, on his mop top so curled, he now wears a bright halo and crown. What's going on? What's going on? Am I hearing noises? Am I crazy? Am I imagining this? My eyes are blurry, but I see something coming. It must be the white coats. Come and get me already. What are you waiting for? I can't take this. I can't. I really can't take this, folks. No! Not her again! She's driving me crazy! Will you stop laughing? What are you laughing at? What's the matter? My penis isn't big enough? 3 inches you won't take? Okay. Oh, God. Go home, lady. Go home. Hey, wait a second. Come on. Please. I just got this suit at Sears. It's brand new. You got me in the crotch. Oh my God. Give me a paper. Let me wipe. You did it again to me. I'll never get this dry clean. They'll never be able to get out the spots. What are you doing to me? Who are you? Where did you come from? Taking advantage of me because I'm insane in the membrane, because I'm crazy, because I'm suffering from ill health, despair, madness, and all manner of other unattractive, natural, and inevitable things? Oh, God, I know they're coming. The white coats are coming. Oh, please, go away. Here, if I give you $5, will you take a powder? Will you get out of here? Okay, you're going? Good. Okay. What are you laughing at now? Oh, my. Yeah, I need a fizz run. I need something. I don't need you. You're crazy. I might be crazy, but I'm not this crazy, folks. Laughing at me. Go ahead. Laugh. Make fun of me. Tear me apart. Oh, you know, look, just because I'm insane in the membrane doesn't mean that I'm crazy, okay? Do we got this? Oh, my glasses. How could you do that to me? Anyway, folks, ladies and gentlemen, Charlie Chaplin was a wonderful man, and I respect him. I really do. He was the greatest of all time. The greatest. Yes, Lou.
Charlie Chaplin was wonderful. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, Charlie Chaplin was wonderful. And this is The Chickster, and you're listening to Chickster's Nest. SkidRowStudios.com. Tune me in and lend me your wax. I'll take it. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you about an exciting show. You only have two more weeks left to see Hava. Hava's a one-woman show, and it's amusing. It's funny. You know, Cy Cobbler, Miami Herald, calls this a gem. It's a wonderful show, and you got to go see it. You only have two more dates left. The 22nd of July. Why, that's this coming Sunday. Yes, 22nd and the 29th. Atwater Crossing, 3191 Casitas Avenue in Los Angeles. Visit www.atwatercrossing.com. You'll laugh your sides off. This is an old-fashioned show. Do you like Sophie Tucker? Do you like Judy Garland? Do you like all the old-fashioned stars? Well, see Hava. Again, 3191 Casitas Avenue in Los Angeles. www.atwatercrossing.com. Hava! Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it's the Chickster here. What do you call a 90-year-old man who can still masturbate? Miracle Whip! No, I thought it was funny. What's black, white, and red all over and doesn't fit through a revolving door? A nun with a spear through her head. What did Cinderella do when she got to the ball? She choked. What is a Yankee? The same as a quickie, but a guy can do it alone. Why is a divorce so expensive? Because it's worth it. What do you see when the Pillsbury Doughboy bends over? Donuts. Why is air like hot sex? Because it's no big deal unless you're getting any. What do you call a smart blonde? A golden retriever. You know what they say, folks? I mean, a lot of women think, you know, a man that has big feet, you know what that means? He usually has a big schlong. You know what I mean? A big schlong.
Cosa leggerai? Con che libro affascini il tuo cuore? E se ti perderai nel labirinto di un amaro autore? Ma i tuoi piedi cap cap tap tap. Ma i tuoi piedi cap cap tap. Oh, happy feet, da da da, happy feet, da da da, happy feet. Oh, oh, I love it,
love it. Probabilmente a me tuo schiavo d'amore. Ti divertirai. Che traguardi vuoi farmi trovare? Può andare, ne discuterai. con qualcuno che ne sa parlare. Ma i tuoi piedi tap tap taratap, ma i tuoi piedi tap tap taratap. Happy feet, da-da-da, happy feet.
Yeah, that was Happy Feet, Paolo Conte. And this is Chickster's Nest on Skid Row Radio, skidrowstudios.com. In a little while, you will hear from Claustrophobia, up to the minute, last second news. And after that, you will hear from the lovely Una Moon with astrological forecast and some inspiring poems and songs. But right now, it's time for the news. Time for the news.
It's about time. Time for up-to-the-minute, last-second news. And hello to all feeble brains and pussies of mankind. This is your announcer, Claustrophobia, from the great metropolis to Los Angeles, a city that doesn't sleep. And Charlie Chaplin didn't even make a peep. And the Hollywood sign would be an honor to keep. And I wish to hell Hoppo would speak. And Meryl Streep's salary is way too steep. And on the freeways, the traffic creeps. And the Angelinos beep. Bunch of... You said it, Charlie. Bunch of honkies. And flash this just in. Albany, New York, thanks for nothing. An ambulance was called to the scene of Rupert Ritchie. He was thirsty, lying on his back, just holding a pint of milk. Just outside of Vaudell, Illinois, today at 10 a.m. As it arrived to the scene, an ambulance skidded on the snow-covered runway and then struck and killed Rupert. Well, the moral of the story is, folks, you can't cry over spilt milk. Portland, Oregon. Testicle cargo seized. Chicago, Illinois. Stolen painting found by tree. Detroit, Michigan. Check with doctor before getting sick. Palm Desert, California. Ability to swim may save children from drowning. Cincinnati, Ohio. Shocking news. Bomb hit by library. After a detour to Petaluma, California, shuttle returns to Earth. And finally, dead coyote found in Bronx, New York, launches search for its mate. And that's the way it is. That's what it's all about, ladies and gentlemen. This is claustrophobia pissing you off or signing off or getting the hell away. I'll see you next week. So long. So long.
Hello, everyone. This is Una Moon, your friendly astrological forecaster. On behalf of Chickster's Nest Podcast, here at Skid Row Studios in Los Angeles, California. For all you Cancers that have a birthday today, July 21st, happy, happy birthday. You actually are in the last year of a 12-year cycle. This inner reflection seems appropriate. Let go of what does not work so that you can enter a new life cycle with clarity. Pisces inspires you. As a result, you feel encouraged to pursue a dream. For all other Cancers, here is your horoscope. Zero in on what you want. You are full of get up and go when it comes to friends and fun. Your lucky numbers are 9, 16, 29, 19, and 20. I would like to read a beautiful poem written by Charlie Chaplin on his 70th birthday called Love Myself Poem. As I began to love myself, I found that anguish and emotional suffering are only warning signs that I was living against my own truth. Today, I know this is authenticity. As I began to love myself, I understood how much it can offend somebody as I tried to force my desires on this person, even though I knew the time was not right and the person was not ready for it, and even though this person was me. Today, I call it respect. As I began to love myself, I stopped craving for a different life, and I could see that everything that surrounded me was inviting me to grow. Today, I call it maturity. As I began to love myself, I understood that any circumstance, I am in the right place at the right time, and everything happens at the exactly right moment, so I could be calm. Today, I call it self-confidence. As I began to love myself, I quit stealing my own time, and I stopped designing huge projects for the future. Today, I only do what brings me joy and happiness, things I love to do and that make my heart cheer, and I do them in my own way and in my own rhythm. Today, I call it simplicity. As I began to love myself, I freed myself of anything that is no good for my health, food, people, things, situations, and everything that drew me down away from myself. At first, I called this attitude a healthy egoism. Today, I know it is love of oneself. As I began to love myself, I quit trying to do always the right thing. And ever since I was wrong less of the time, today I discovered that is modesty. As I began to love myself, I refused to go on living in the past and worry about the future. Now I only live the moment where everything is happening. Today I live each day, day by day, and I call it fulfillment. As I began to love myself, I recognize that my mind can disturb me and it can make me sick. But as I connected it to my heart, my mind became a valuable ally. Today, I call this connection wisdom of the heart. We no longer need to fear arguments, confrontations, or any kind of problems with ourselves or others. Even stars collide, and out of their crashing, new worlds are born. Today, I know that is life. From this poem, it would appear that Chaplin had truly lived into self-love. He was also the composer of a favorite song of mine called Smile. Sincere, magical, infectious, loving, and enchanting. Smile though your heart is aching. Smile even though it's breaking. When there are clouds in the sky, you'll get by if you smile through your fear and sorrow. Smile and maybe tomorrow you'll see the sun come shining through for you. Just smile. Thank you, Charlie Chaplin, for all the magic you have given us. He's insane in the membrane. He's insane in the membrane. Chickster's insane. He's insane in the membrane. Now back to the Chickster.
Hello, this is the Chickster. Chickster's Nest. Hello. Hello, who am I talking to?
Yes, hi.
Hi.
Is this a Chickster?
Yeah, this is the Chickster, the real Chickster. How are you? Welcome to Chickster's Nest.
Well, I really have to say that it's a big pleasure to be able to finally talk to you on the show.
Thank you.
Chickster.
Yeah, thank you very much. Where are you from, Skid Row?
No. I'm an elderly gentleman.
No, I know you. I
listen to the computer. My grandson.
No, I was going to say I'm just pulling
down from my grandson. Come down from Sacramento.
I see.
And he's giving me computer.
I see.
And I listen every morning, Saturday birthday morning.
Sure.
And it's just a show. Every Saturday morning at 11 o'clock on a skittle stool.
No, it's very nice of you, Honest. God bless you. You're a wonderful man. I could tell listening to you. What's your first name, sir?
My name is Gert.
Gert. Gert.
Yeah.
Very nice talking to you, Gert.
I was in the war. We were held down in the jungles.
I see.
And we had to throw meat patties to save our lives.
No, I realize that. Honestly, a lot of people, you know, in that war, you know, took it to heart, you know.
Right.
Sure.
Have you ever been in the service? Are you a serviceman?
No, I was in the Cub Scouts and they kicked me out. They were making wooden shoes and I made too much noise and they fired me. That's as far as I got, honestly. But you know, I would serve my country, honest. It's a wonderful country. you gotta laugh. That's contagious.
I
tell you, you're cracking me up. Listen, I want to thank you for calling my show.
I just want to say this was a wonderful, wonderful occasion today for me and my life.
Oh, that's wonderful.
As you may know, I'm at the end of towards the end of the chapter of my life, and I'm almost out of here to the great beyond, but it's just one of the last things I get to do on this planet.
Right.
It's to say hello to the Chickster.
Come up here to Skid Row. We'll share a half a miser.
I just want to say that I love the Chickster show.
Right.
Every morning, Saturday on Skid Row Studio.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I tell you, you're a wonderful guy. You have a heart. You're in the service. You're my type of man. I love you.
Let's hang out sometime, Chickster. We'll go and pull us some pussy. You know what I'm saying? We'll go get our dicks wet.
No. No, honestly.
All right.
Listen.
We'll get some stink on our faces. You know what I'm saying?
No.
Let's get nasty, Chickster.
No problem. I could use some cream shave. But listen.
Smoke a couple doobies. Just get wild.
No, it's...
Get a couple of whores over.
Right. Listen, no problem.
Get our knob slobbed.
No, you're not. Listen, I have to go. Somebody's at the door. Yeah, just a second. Listen, thank you. Listen, thank you for calling. I'm glad you're listening. And it's been very nice speaking to you. And call me anytime.
All righty.
Yes, hello. Hello. Yeah, what is it? What, you're crazy? I'm insane to the membrane. I'm insane to the membrane. Like Una says, I am crazy. I can't help it. Oh, boy, I don't... listen, I have to go. You know, we all have to go sometimes. You have to excuse me, folks. I have to relieve myself. It's another leisure moment for me. I mean... Boy, oh boy, I could hardly get out my schlong. It hardly hangs to the ground. But when I was born, there was a meat shortage. I mean, what could I do about it, you know? I can't help it. What does that sign say? New water saver toilet for a long flush. Hold the lever down and it will continue flushing. Oh, boy. Thank goodness. I got relief. You know, we all have to go sometimes. I'm not really a pisshead. I'm just a normal guy with a good radio show here, and I enjoy my listening audience, and I'm very happy. I really am. A crazy person tells no lies, projecting what they feel inside. A crazy person can't be blamed for those they curse or harm or maim. A crazy person can't be told. If they're a child, they're growing old. A crazy person makes us see that a crazy person might be me. Because I'm insane in the membrane. I'm insane in the membrane. And I want you to know, I'm not clowning around. I'm not...
Hello once again. This is Una Moon, back to bring you some words of wisdom, poetry, and a few special lyrics. My words of wisdom for today are: a man who has committed a mistake and doesn't correct it is committing another mistake. Words are the voice of the heart. Silence is a true friend who never betrays. Our greatest glory is not in never falling, but in rising every time we fall. And last but not least, everything has beauty, but not everyone sees it. Now I have a little poem about Charlie Chaplin by Cornelius Eady, and it's called Charlie Chaplin Impersonates a Poet. The stage is set for imminent disaster. Here is the little tramp standing on a stack of books in order to reach the microphone. The poet he's impersonating somehow trussed and mumbling in a tweed bundled at his feet. He opens his mouth. Tra-la! Out comes doves, incandescent bulbs, plastic roses. Well, that's that, squirms the young professor who's coordinated this no more visiting poets. His department head groans for the trap door as it swings away. The tramp keeps on as nothing has occurred, a free arm mimicking a wing. Now, always remember to put your zip code on all the mail you send this lovely, warm July. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-ay. My, oh my, what a wonderful day. Plenty of sunshine coming your way. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-ay. He's insane in the membrane. He's insane in the membrane. Chickster's insane. He's insane in the membrane. Now back to the Chickster.
I'm insane in the membrane. I'm insane in the membrane. Yes, I'm crazy. You know that. But thanks for listening to me. I'm the Chickster, and I got to take this phone call right now. Hello? Hello, this is the Chickster.
Hey, yo, what's going on, Chickster?
Hey, how are you? Who am I speaking to?
How you doing, man?
Hi, pretty good.
This is a caller from Watts, man. I talked to you a few weeks ago, man.
Yes.
I just want to call and congratulate you, even though you done hung up on me the last time.
No, I'm sorry about that. That's a Freudian slip. I mean, I accidentally slipped. No, but I didn't mean to hang up on you. The phone hit the ground, and I tripped over it. That's what I mean.
I thought maybe because you had a real black man on the phone.
No, I don't care if you're black or you're white or yellow or green. I love mankind.
Cool.
Thanks.
You cool.
Thanks very much.
And I do want to congratulate you on a good show. I'll be listening here at home and shit.
No problem. And if you have a lot of shit, I know a good plumber I could send over to you.
That's the kind of shit that I like from the Chickster, man.
No, thanks.
You come up with all the good shit, man. Now, if you don't mind a black man calling up and saying a joke on your show, maybe I could tell you a joke.
No, listen, I got my neck up to white shit. I'm kidding.
That's the shit I like, Chickster.
No, really, I like shit, too. I really, when you know, I mean, what the hell? We're all in shit sometimes, one or another. You know what I mean?
Hey, look at here, man. Check this out, man.
Yeah.
What you tell a woman who got two black eyes and shit?
What do you call a woman that has two black eyes and shit?
No, what do you tell her?
What do you
tell that bitch? She got two black eyes and shit. What do you tell her?
Tell her to get her eyes poached.
You ought to told the bitch twice.
I got you. No, that's good.
Yeah,
that's
man. Good. Well, check this out, man. I just want to call and say what's up to you, my homeboy Chickster and shit. And I want to say what's up to the listening audience and shit at the Skid Row Studios and shit.
Right. No, I understand.
You know, maybe sometime soon you and I can go out and grab a cup of malt liquors and shit. Maybe get our dick sucked. Know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I
get some hoes and shit.
I know exactly
burn up
what
a couple
mean.
Rocks.
Right. We could have some soul food, and we could, you know,
step in shit.
Well, you're trying to patronize me and say, well, you're going to say you're going to have collard greens.
I like soul food. I really do. I'm a vegetarian. I don't eat a lot of that meat stuff. But look at it. I do eat pussy.
Yeah, then that's what I'm saying, and that's the shit. All right, Chickster.
Listen,
you have yourself a beautiful weekend.
Hey, thank you, and thanks for calling. I love you. Thanks for listening to Chickster's Nest. Please,
you're my nigga.
Yes, sir.
It's all right.
No.
You have license. If you want, you could use the N word and say, you know what?
No,
I got a friend and shit. He be black and shit.
No,
say that shit.
Listen, you could. No problem. Honestly, I understand the shit. Thank you,
you
very
much.
Thank
R. you. All you gotta do, just drop the R, man. Don't try to use that word, and then you're gonna use a hard R sound. Know what I mean? It's nigger.
Right.
It ain't nigger.
Right. No, I understand. I thank you for calling.
All right, then.
Thank you very much, and have a great weekend. Thank you, sir.
Carry on, man. All right.
Thanks a lot, bro.
Peace.
Thanks very much.
All right, then. Bye.
Bye-bye. You've all heard...
Music Radio, bye.
Thank you. Thank you very much. You've all heard about your raggedy melodies, everything from opera down to harmony. But I have a little song that I will sing to you. Why, it's gonna win you through and through. There ain't much to the words, but the music is grand. You'll be singing it to the beat of the band. Now, you've all heard about your will-o'-the-wisp, but come on, give a little and listen to this. In a little while, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to tell you what L.A.'s really all about. I love L.A. I breathe the air here. And voila! All I can say is la, 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 L.A., 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 la, 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 la.
Avec du son d'exception, dissection sur beat, nos espions sont en faction, face de Pokémon. Voici un flow dingo comme le parti communiste de Monaco. Moi je suis un bandit dandy d'où tel sucre candy, Fendi en la foule avec une paire de lunettes Fendi. Le B.A.B.A. des bases à Casablanca, tandis que toutes nos basses ont un visa NASA. Appelle-moi Mao, première asiatique couleur cacao. Né à Macao, Tao, Dieto, Dao, Tekao. Paix à Warzazat, Waga, Tizi Ouzou. Faut blaser les blazes et zigzaguer tel Zizou.
Fade this one out. I'm going to go into something else. Fade it out.
Deuxième étape, son boy. Bouge ton body. Annie Cordy, Jordi, j'arrive tel Berry Gordy. Déjeuner lec, faut que ça pète jusqu'en discothèque. Et je dis neuf respect, si ça cloue le bec de loose bec. Et quand je prends suck, que l'on appelle le mic, je marque autant de points qu'il y a de zéro hein, dans les sables de marque. Animal, animé, dame de luminosité, ces endervosités que j'ai clamé, moins d'animosité. Donc
oh, hello once again, my lovely fucks. Oh, heavens forgive me, I mean folks. You know what I mean. I always wanted to get under a Freudian slip, but I'm afraid I wouldn't know what to do with it. I'm just kidding. But you know who I am. I'm Libra Ronchi, but you folks can call me Cucaracha. On behalf of the Skid Row Studios, I want to say that I'm very happy to be here, and I'm happy to be anywhere. And I'm so happy. I can't begin to tell you that my piano tuner, Laramie Jeremy, is back from Manhattan. And you don't know how that thrills me. That really tickles my fanny, and I just don't know what to say, you know what I mean? Anyway, I thought about moving my piano to Palm Springs. My piano's kind of acting cocky, and I know I suck at the organ. You know, I should talk about my 1952 vintage Electrolux vacuum cleaner, no suction. I can't stand the old bag. Now, seriously, you know, my dream is to wear red sequined tuxedos all the time and get pushed in a 24-karat gold shopping cart. I'll go through Skid Row and I'll pinch everybody's tuchuses.
A tuchus, that means a fat ass. But anyway, you have to excuse me. I got to get going. And until next time, I just want to say I'll be seeing you in old familiar places. The heart of mine embraces all day through in a small cafe, the park across the way, the children's carousel, the chestnut trees, the wishing well. I'll be seeing you in every lovely summer day, in everything that's light and gay. I'll always think this way. I'll find you in the morning sun, and when the night is new, I'll be looking at you, and the moon will turn blue. Thank you. Goodbye, everybody. I love you.
Yes, sir, there once was a man from China who wanted to have a vagina. So he sat on a rock and cut off his cock, and now he's got meningitis. Yes, there was a young man from Kildare who was having his girl on the stair. On the 44th stroke, the banister broke, and he finished her off in midair. Yes!
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Chickster's Nest, and I want to thank you for listening, and I want to say I love you. I love you. Dunkashane.
I want to thank Una Moon, Nick Ciccone, my chief engineer. Welcome back, Jeremy Hansen, all the way from New York. Yes, don't worry, Jeremy. There's a Katz's Deli right here in L.A. I love you. Hello, Adam Shankman and April Shankman, Jeremy Whittleman, and everybody, Austin Shankman, everybody. I love you. I love you, folks, and I want to thank all the people that called me today. It's wonderful to hear from people. A live voice. I'm tickled pink. You know, this is the Chickster, episode 19, and you guys out there in podcast land made it possible. You made this a great show. You're the responsible ones. I love you. I love you. Until next Saturday, I'll see you soon. This is the Chickster.